welcome everybody to The Sun on the Strip. I'm Brock Radke, the entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun. I started this podcast back in November 2018 as a way to keep everybody up to date with everything that was happening in the world of entertainment and nightlife and restaurants and all sorts of fun things on the world famous Las Vegas Strip. And I've been doing it every week since then. Now, the Strip is closed, of course, temporarily, while Las Vegas and every other place rides this crazy wave from this pandemic. But The Sun on the Strip continues. I'm bringing you some new interviews every week with entertainers and personalities and really cool people. I hope you enjoy listening to these conversations. I hope you consider subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And you can also check out past episodes at lasvegassun.com/podcasts. Today, I have what I think is a fascinating chat with the creator of a show that didn't get a chance to open on the Las Vegas Strip. It was going to be called Illuminate Happy Hour. It was going to be at the Sin City Theater upstairs at the Planet Hollywood Resort. From everything I've heard and seen, this sounds like a really groundbreaking show. If you haven't heard of Illuminate, it is a combination of dance and technology where there's a group of dancers performing and they're wearing these special light-up suits that are programmed to add these really amazing levels of choreography to the show. You kind of have to see it to believe it. It had a great run on America's Got Talent, and it also has been featured at award shows and music videos and other live events. Mira Kapi is the creator of Illuminate and the designer of this technology. She was an aspiring professional dancer, also studying coding and computer science, when she was diagnosed with cancer. And that pushed her in the direction of computer science and kind of helped inspire the creation of the Illuminate system. She was actually diagnosed with leukemia a second time around and had to be quarantined for 9 months in Texas with her family, because she couldn't be exposed to, you know, germs that would have put her health in jeopardy. So it was really interesting to talk to somebody who has gone through this quarantine thing before, albeit very different circumstances. And she's got some really inspiring thoughts to share. She also recently put together a video for this Shine Your Light campaign that you can see at illuminate.com. I'm going to link to this amazing video on this post at lasvegassun.com. But yeah, Miral was going to open this Vegas show. She was super excited about it. She remains super excited about it. And I think when you hear her describe what she's got in store for Vegas, you're going to be excited about it too.
You have this really incredible story, I guess several stories actually, about how you got to where you are now and how you created Illuminate. So kind of take me through it. Was your first career was in dance? Is that right?
Well, I never actually got to dance professionally, because when I graduated college to start dancing, where I could start actually taking on auditions and such, I got diagnosed with cancer. So I never actually got to pursue a professional career as a dancer, but I started dancing when I, you know, 5 years old, maybe, for fun. But professionally, I think I actually started with computer science as far as a career, because when I graduated, the best decision to go ahead and work a little bit to pay off my college loans before I started dancing professionally.
So was it that, you know, your fight with cancer that kind of tipped you toward this other vocation, tipped you toward computers and stuff like that?
To pursue them more seriously, yeah. Definitely, it was a shift. You know, making lemonade out of lemons, you know, I was really lucky to be able to have a career like computer science. So,
and when did you first get the idea or inspiration to find a way to combine your passions and eventually create this show?
Well, after about 6 years at Bloomberg Financial, I decided to pursue a career as a freelance software developer. It was about right when the iPhone came out and the idea of working from home, mobile app development was taking off. So I then pursued a freelance career and went to one of the first worldwide developer conferences that Apple had. And they were talking about how wireless chips were so small now that they could be in, you know, everyday appliances and toys and the such. And I was just thinking, wow, what about if you were able to do something where technology was wearable on a dancer while they're performing live? And so I started to look into this, and that's where the idea of putting lights on dancers that I can control wirelessly came to be. And it started as an iPhone app, and then it turned into a full performance technology system.
It seems like when you watch this presentation, it seems like it would be so elaborate to not only just to kind of choreograph it together, you know, the lights and the movement and everything, but to write these codes and make sure things line up where they're supposed to, and just to come up with the ideas in the first place. What was like the first, I guess the first draft of this, was it, what was that like?
It was possible through a very good friend who was open to trying new things. And I literally had a do-it-yourself Spark Fun sequencer, like little mini circuit board taped to his chest with lights coming off of it and a little wireless chip. And it was all taped with electrical tape to his chest. No chassis, nothing to protect him really, but his t-shirt. And we just played around, turned the lights off and saw what happened. And it looked cool. So we thought, okay, well, I guess it's worth pursuing and a little bit more professionally. So that's when I got together with a hardware engineer. And actually, we created our own circuitry, our own software. And that's when we really created a full system, a full wirelessly controllable wearable system.
Wow. Do you have that first t-shirt like framed on a wall somewhere, like Tony Stark's first little Iron Man chest thingy?
I totally do. I have a picture and it's hilarious. And every once in a while when I look at it, or if I'm doing a talk or a presentation, and everybody always laughs, the audiences, because it just puts in perspective, you know, when you have an idea and not a lot of money and not a lot of experience, you go with what you got and hope for the best. So it kind of put in perspective how it really started from an idea and then grew, you know, in phases. So even now, every time I look back to what we've been doing 2 years ago, it still seems like, wow, I can't believe that's what we were doing 2 years ago. So the technology is advancing so rapidly.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, what you've been able to create on stage with this thing is so amazing to watch, and it must be really incredible for you guys and your whole team to look at where you started and see how far it's come.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that was so exciting about the Vegas show is even now everything in the show is brand new. Like so much of the technology is brand new. So we were working so hard and the team was just, we were so proud to see it all light up before we had the shutdown, because there's so much heart and soul and love that goes into every single second of creating this product.
The show was set to open in springtime at Planet Hollywood, and now we have to wait a little bit. You just said there was so much new stuff in there, but it seemed like, just reading about what it was going to be, it seemed like it was not the same as like what we've seen on America's Got Talent and stuff like that. There was a whole different layer of production to it, right? Can you kind of tell us a little bit, give us a bit of a glimpse of what to expect?
Absolutely. It's a show that is about finding your people, finding your tribe, and it's also your Vegas pregame. What's a little bit different is, in addition to dancers, we have two hosts, Heidi and Matt Morgan, who are pretty well known in town. So they kind of take you on a journey, and the audience gets connected right away through an app so that we can stay in touch, not just at the show, but throughout the night. So it's almost an experience that lasts your whole evening. And also we have shot packages where the audience can take shots together with a cast. And each shot transports a different era. So the shots act as time machines, a little time, time portal. So we just kind of use them to go around the world to see happy hour through the ages, from Prohibition era to, Bush-type era, to even the beginning of time with Adam and Eve and the first Apple Teeny ever made. So it's really a fun play off of time travel. And what's really beautiful is that every era has its own costume. So you really get to see the light suits do crazy things. Every day, every scene, you see something new with the technology. So it's very much a mix of technology, comedy, performance, and interactivity.
That sounds pretty genius, because not only are you, you know, really showing what you can do with your system and what you've created, but you're also like tailoring this to Las Vegas in a perfect way, you know, setting the vibe for people's night out in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. I mean, Vegas is all about having fun. You know, and we really want people to meet other people. You know, even if you're coming for a bachelorette party, you may meet a bachelor party, and then through the app, you could find new things to do together, and now you have new friends in Vegas to celebrate the night. Or if you're on a date, you may meet another couple. So we really want to just help each other connect. It's a great first date spot. It's all about being social and having fun. And it kind of, interestingly enough, came from a place where I was I was recovering from leukemia, and I was quarantined for almost a year. So in that time, when I got back to it, I realized the importance of staying connected with humanity and finding your people, finding your tribe, and really staying connected. So this show is going to be a breath of fresh air, because when it's safe for us to all interact again, we're going to be hungry for it. We're going to be hungry for laughter and get togetherness and experiences that can only happen in person.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few Vegas entertainers getting creative during this quarantine time, doing stuff on social media, doing live stream performances. As somebody who is, you know, also a creator who has been through, you know, a different and very challenging version of this before, as you just said, is there any advice or insight that you have on how to kind of nurture your needs as an artist and as a creative person and take care of your mental health while you have to stay home like this?
I think that's what you said, your creative health. Just find things to do that are creative. I started learning how to play the piano. It was a dream of mine. And before I knew it, I'm starting to play some really fun pieces. You know, spending time with my fiance has been amazing, because we both travel so much for work. And I remember when I was sick, I got treated in Houston, where my family lives, my parents live. And no matter how much pain I was in, I still have a fond memory of that time, because I've never had the opportunity to just spend so much time with my family, to just be in their same space. And we didn't have to talk all the time. We didn't have to always be engaging with each other, but just being in the same space, breathing the same air, just living together without having to do anything or having to be somewhere. It's so simple, but so, I don't know, it's just so healing. You know, there's, you know, to be with the ones you love and have the freedom to just be together and not have, you know, because I think what happened with society was, when phones came to be, a lot of people never really stopped working or never really got away from their phone. So now we almost have permission to just be together. And I think we should embrace that while we can, because there will come a time where, when we're getting busy again and life goes back to normal, quote unquote, we're going to miss that time when we could just wake up and just talk to the people we love without having to run and do this and that and, you know, just always on the go, go, go. So it will come to an end. We will get stronger from this. But in the meantime, just appreciate the space that you have and embrace it, because it probably won't come again for a while once once life starts moving again at full speed.
Illuminate, when you guys were first kind of breaking through, I think before you went on America's Got Talent, you got to kind of showcase it in different music videos and some live performances. Was there any one of the, I'm sure all of those were super exciting for you to see your creation come to life like that. But was there any particular performance or video or project in those earlier days that really stands out to you where you were just like, wow, I can't believe that this is happening right now?
Absolutely. There was a lot, but one that really stands out is, it was at the BET Awards for, it was the first Michael Jackson tribute since his death, and they had asked Chris Brown to perform. This was kind of a very big point in his career as well. And he asked that he use the white suit for the performance, and it was a big reveal as part of the show. And it was on live television as a part of an award ceremony. And so, wow, when I was backstage pressing the go button, I just couldn't believe I was backstage at one of the most, iconic performances, and my product was being featured. And it wasn't even a year from concept. So that was what really resonated with me. Wow, from a year of when I came up with this idea, to have the first client be Chris Brown as part of a Michael Jackson tribute on national television was beyond words.
That is unbelievable. And I'm sure opening night in Vegas is going to be right up there with that and all the other experiences you've had with Illuminate. What else do you want to say to all the people who can't wait to see this show in Vegas soon?
Our goal is always going to be our audience of safety. So we're going to be there right when it's safe. And we're also going to make sure that the show makes you feel good, makes you feel connected, but also makes you feel like it's okay to be together again. That's very important to us, because our health is just as important as our ability to have fun together. So we're going to be here when it's time. We can't wait to share the show with you. But in the meantime, just stay home, stay safe, and appreciate it. And just make sure you take care of each other, because some people aren't, doing as well as others, unfortunately. It's a crazy world. So if you know someone who's not doing so well, just share your love and light, and just be there for them, because it's there's a lot of people sacrificing a lot for us to be okay.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Sun on the Strip. For everything that's happening in Vegas these days, if you really want to stay up to date, all you have to do is visit LasVegasSun.com. Thanks again. Have a great week.